Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. Hey, how are ya? I'm so glad you're here today because I have exciting news in the world of, dentistry. Yep, I found the best dental support, which I'm going to share with you today. First, I want to talk a little bit about this fantastic summer. I mean, have you been enjoying it? I know I have. This summer's been amazing, record-breaking in Seattle. So the month of August, I decided to take some time off and get out there and enjoy it. Get a little sun, do a little gardening. I started a garden. Yep, did a little herb garden off my deck. It's been really fun. And just some unwinding. But I was thinking about taking a road trip to visit the ocean. Well, that thought didn't last long because I broke a tooth. Yep. Thankfully, it wasn't painful. But the thought of visiting a dentist was, and there's reasons for this. The main one, I've been traumatized in the past by going to the dentist, and I don't have insurance. Good reasons, right? When I was married, my husband had a dental plan that was great for a couple years. Then the coverage changed drastically. And if it hadn't been provided by the company he worked for, it was not worth paying for. So, back to this unexpected broken tooth. What will I choose to do? Here we are, at the crossroads of choices. Due to my previous experience, do I pretend it didn't happen and go about my life? Just escape reality. Ignore it until it really hurts. Or do I face it and challenge this? My choice, right? Of course I chose to face it and deal with it immediately before it would get any worse. I do have a little bit of sense left. First thing was to research the dental insurance community and find out prices and services. Well, this was seriously disturbing to say the least. What I uncovered was upfront costs, waiting periods, large deductibles, and a treatment limit on how much would be covered per calendar year, which most of them don't offer much. I love to research, so I kept digging, and I found something that was different. It was a discount type of service, and you pay a small upfront cost, no monthly fees, no deductible. Yep, no deductible. No restrictions on dentists, so you can choose whatever dentist you want, and no ceiling on the amount of treatments done per calendar year. So those of us that may need a little more dental work, this is great. They also promoted that they could pay up to 60% off on certain treatments. Well, after reading this, I'm sold, right? And they were also offering, this was in July, they were offering this 4th of July promotion that kind of went on throughout July, actually, and it was 20% off to enroll. But before I enrolled, I tested the offer. I called around and interviewed dentists. I even went into one local dentist to determine the needs of my broken tooth and to get an estimate. Yeah. The exam revealed I needed not just one crown, but two. The trauma from the previous dental experience I told you about apparently left me with a poorly seated crown that needed to be redone. That means they didn't seal it properly. And that was just 3 years ago. So you can imagine how freaked out I was. Two, the cost to do one crown alone could be a minimum of $1,700. And I'm facing needing two immediate crowns. I asked them if they gave discounts on doing couples, you know, like two for one or something. The response was, no such deal. They did, however, take this discount plan, so their fees would be at least 50% off. And that would help a lot. So that is like getting two for the price of one. But I wasn't really convinced that I had found the best dentist for me yet. I wasn't stalling, honest. I just really wanted to find one that supported my healthy interests. I'm really into health and wellness. So I kept checking and interviewing. I thoroughly checked reviews and called the offices asking questions like, how long has the dentist been practicing? How about the dental hygienist? How long have they been with the dentist? And what type of crowns do they provide? That's just a few questions that I chose to ask. And the reason? Traditional dentistry can be limited in what they provide, which means they don't offer options in materials used like porcelain crowns or talk about nutrition related to healthy teeth. And another thing I found out, which was disturbing, is that the green industry that I'm so into, well, their fees are typically double the cost of the traditional ones. There was one I really wanted to see, but their initial visit was so overpriced. It was ridiculous. We're looking at $600 just to come through their door. Yeah. Apparently, they offer some type of special x-rays that detect multiple problems that affect your entire cranial, head, throat, and mouth, like your roots and everything around it. They also focused on diet and how it affects your teeth, which I really believe in. I mean, it's been proven that our gut health directly affects the health of our teeth. When I was a teenager, my lifestyle seriously contributed to the problems I'm paying for today. Reason? I ate junk. I mean, what kid typically doesn't eat junk? Like around Halloween time? And I never flossed. And I hated, of course, going to the dentist because they called me out on my behavior when they laid me down in the chair, peering down in my face, like, why aren't you flossing? That's enough to freak someone out. Little did I know at that time what it would cost me in the future from this type of behavior, ignoring it, denying it, escaping reality. And also, this office that I called was so elite that they only accepted cash. Yeah, I mean, who has cash? That much cash? $600 just to go through their doors. And what if you needed a crown? They didn't take discounts or insurance. Nope, just cash. Like, wow. There must be plenty of people willing to pay this due to they have a thriving practice in Edmonds, Washington, which is a really elite area here in Washington. It's really a beautiful area, actually. So I chose an office close to where I live. They're traditional. They were really nice over the phone. They have a large practice, and my dentist is very well trained. And she's health conscious too. She's into preventative dentistry. And even though I was so scared, I was so scared going in, but I did. And the work they provided, it went well overall. It really did. I was really surprised. It didn't last very long. I thought I'd be in there for hours, and I didn't, you know? But after a series of x-rays that weren't fun going through, that took a long time. The x-rays were horrible. I have to admit, I did not enjoy that process at all because my mouth is so small. But it showed I needed a total, get this, drumroll, 4 crowns. 4 crowns. That's a ka-ching, a ka-ching. Yeah, I'm freaked out here. 4 crowns. Oh my gosh. So, did you know that crowns don't last a lifetime? Well, I didn't know this. I mean, I'd had these crowns done that I needed redone other than the 2 years ago. And I thought I was done. Well, surprise, they wear out. They kind of give you a lifespan of maybe 10 years, 7 to 10 years. Well, I did pretty good. Mine lasted about 20 years. But just like tires on a car, you need to replace them. And in my case, it felt like I needed to replace the whole car. I mean, 4 crowns. Gods, that's a lot of money. So you're now wondering, what is this dental discount service? Well, I absolutely signed up for immediately because I checked with the dentist that I chose. And of course, they take that dental plan, which I was thrilled. They were saving me 50%. Anyway, I connected the link on the show notes, so you can go there. But they offer several options to choose from. And they can include even healthcare, eye care, if you're interested. Or you can just keep it simple, like I did. Again, you pay one setup fee for the year. That's it. I paid $118. And mind you, that was a 4th of July sale, and they gave me 20% for signing up. And there's no extra costs out of pocket, no deductible. And the best part, no waiting period. So I could get in there and get this done right away. And no limit per calendar year. I am so glad I found them. So again, click on the link or email me and I'll give you more details on it, okay? But if you want to choose anything, choose wisely. Yeah, I mean, ask questions, check reviews. And if you'd like to discuss anything with me regarding my experience, or you need help finding a dentist, or just checking out your options, just please reach out to me, either by email, phone. I am happy to help you. That's what I'm here for. Hey, in conclusion, every challenge we encounter in life is like a fork in the road. I talk about this before. We have a choice to choose which way to go. Are we going to freak out and go backwards or go forward? But where are we going? Are you going to freeze up and just do nothing? Or have a breakthrough? You deserve a breakthrough, don't you? We can find what we want. It simply takes action and to never give up. This is the art of living well. Thanks so much for visiting today. Take good care of you and your loved ones. Having the best health is worth pursuing. And keeping your teeth is worth it too. Because if you enjoy eating as much as I do, they need to be working. And they need to work well. We deserve the best. Bye for now.